How do you make a shikifa mavot? If there are a number of courtyards that open up into a common mavot, it's forbidden to carry from the chazan to the mavot unless you make a shikifa mavot by placing some bread or some wine in one of the chazan. Now you have to collect bread and wine from every household of every chazan, and that bread or wine would be placed in one of the chazan. However, it's difficult to collect the bread or wine for every household, so there's an easier way of doing it, and the Mishnah goes on to explain. You can take a jar of wine. One of the households that owns a jar of wine can take that jar of wine and he can place it in one of the chazeres, and that would be the shikifa mavot. However, the jar of wine has to be owned by every household of every chazer. So what he can do is he can be mizake to every household of every chazer. He can make all the households partners in the wine. In lieu of obtaining wine for every single household, he could just make them partners in his jar of wine, and that would be the same thing as if he collected the wine from every household. Now, how does he make them all partners in the wine? The Mishnah explains, he's mizaka to them the wine. He makes the kinyan, allowing them to become partners in the wine, and then he places the wine in one of the chaser. Now, how does he make a kinyan, making them partners in the wine? He transfers the wine to somebody else. He gives the wine to his son or his daughter that's over bar by mitzvah, or to his servant or maidservant that is Jewish, or to his wife. He gives them possession of the wine, and they make a kinyan by lifting it up as tefach off the ground, making all the households of every chazer a partner in the wine. This is called a zikut. By giving over the wine to somebody else, and that person making a kinyan, that transfers possession of the wine to all the households of every chazer that opens up into this mavot. And he can transfer the possession by giving it to his son or daughter that's over bar by mitzvah, or to a Jewish servant or maidservant, or to his own wife. However, he cannot be mizake the one, by giving over the one to his son or daughter that's under bar by mitzvah, or to a servant or maidservant that is not Jewish, because their hand is like his hand. Whatever they obtain belongs to him. So it's as if he's keeping the wine in his own hand. And the only way to be mizake the wine to every household of every chazer is by giving over the wine to somebody else who has their own yad, who whatever they obtain belongs to them. However, his son or daughter that are ketanim, or his non-Jewish servant or maidservant, do not have their own yad. Whatever they obtain belongs to their father or their master. So the giving over the wine to them is not an effective zikoy. Instead, he has to give over the wine to a son or daughter that's over bar by smith that has their own yad, or to his wife that has her own yad, or to a Jewish servant or maidservant that has their own yad, and then they would make a kinyan, allowing all the households of every chaser to become a partner in the wine. The wine would then be placed in one of the chaseros, and that would be an effective shikifa mavot that would allow all the members of the chaseros to carry from the chaser into the mavoi on Shabbos. If the food that is used for the shikifa mavot became diminished from the minimum shear that is needed, as we'll see in the next mission, there's a minimum amount of food that is needed for shikifa mavot. Now, if they made a shikifa mavot, and now the food became less from what it was, so now they need to add some food in order for the shikifa mavot to be effective. One of the members of the chazer can go ahead and add the food that is needed and be mizake that food to all the houses of all the chateres. He can make them all partners in that food, like we saw in the previous mission, by transferring ownership of the food to a different person who will pick up the food, a tefach, and make a kinyan, allowing all the households to become a shutuf in the food. And he doesn't need to notify them that he did so. And since originally when they made the shikifa mavot, he had permission from all the houses of all the chateres that they wanted to be part of the shikifa mavot. Now that the food got diminished and they need to add some food, they don't need to notify them again, since originally they did have permission from all the households of all the chaserim. Now that which you don't have to notify the other members of the chaser, if you're adding some food to the shikifa mavot, that's only if there's still some food left for the original food that was put down for the shikifa mavot. In such a case, even if the food that you're adding is a different type of food than the food that was used originally, you don't need to notify the members of the chaser, since there's still a little food left from what was used originally for the shikifa mavot. Now, if the food that you're adding to the soup mabot is the same type of food that was used originally, in such a case, even if there's no food left from the original soup mabot, you would not need to notify the members of the chatur since you're using the same type of food that was used originally. Only if you're using a different type of food that was used originally and none of the original food was left, in such a case, you would need to notify and get permission from all the members of the chatur, even though originally when you made the soup mabot, you did notify them and get permission. However, now, say you're using a different type of food and none of the original food is left, you have to get permission again from all the members of the chatzeres. Now, that would you have to get permission for all the members of the chatzeres when you first put down the shetukum of votes, or when the food runs out from the original shetukum of votes and now you're using a different type of food. That's only if the chatzeres that open up into this mavo, you also have an entrance to a different mavo. And when they participate in your shetiv mavo for one particular mavo, they would then not be allowed to participate in a different shetiv mavo to allow them to carry into a different mavo. So therefore, you need to get their permission. Maybe they don't want to carry to this mavo. Maybe they want to make a shetiv mavo for a different mavo that their chatzer opens up into. So in such a case, when you originally make the shetiv mavo, you have to get permission for them. And so too, when the food is gone and you put down some different food, so that would be considered a new shetiv mavot, and you would have to get permission for them again. However, if the chatzer is to open up into only one mavoi, in such a case, you don't need to get permission for them at all. And they have nothing to lose by participating in your shetiv mavot. You're not taking any food from them, because you're simply being mezakeh them from your own food. And they have nothing to lose, because anyway, there's no other mavoi that they would be allowed to carry into. So since it's considered a zchus, it's a total merit for them to be participant in your shetiv mavot, you don't need to get permission for them at all. As we have a cloud, zachin la'adam shalom b'fonim. You can merit somebody even not in front of him, even though you didn't get permission from him. If what you're doing for him is a merit, you don't need to get permission from him. So by being mezakeh them the food and allowing them to participate in your shetiv mavot, it's simply a merit to them. Allow them to carry from the chatzer to the mavot. You do not need to get any permission from them. After you made a shetiv mavot, some new members moved in to one of the chatzeres that opens up into this mavot. You can add some food in order to allow them also to participate in the shetiv mavot and be mezakeh that food to them, making them partners in the food of the shetiv mavot. But you do have to notify them to get permission from them that they want to participate in your shetiv mavot. And we'll talk about where the chatzer opens up into a different mavot as well. So therefore, you need to get permission from the new members that they want to participate in your shetiv mavot to allow them to carry into that particular mavot. And otherwise, if you don't get permission from them, maybe they don't want to participate in the shetiv mavot, but maybe they want to carry from their chatzer into the other mavot that their chatzer opens up into. So therefore, since they're new members of the chatzer, and now they're participating in the shetiv mavot for the first time, you have to notify them that you are being mezakeh food for them and making them participants in your shetiv mavot.